Hello, everyone, and welcome back to a very special Principles of Success Practice Focus. Today just might be the most important practice focus of all. And in 10 or 15 short minutes, I'm going to deliver to you the most significant decision you'll ever make in your life. Okay, no big deal. Just that. So here's the context. It's very simple. The power of mindset controls everything else in your life. Now, it won't control circumstances externally. It may or may not, okay, make you void of challenges or struggles, but it absolutely will be a rising tide for the betterment of all things. As I say, you are the catalyst for change. You are the impetus for improvement. You are the facilitator of success. You are the creator of outcomes. So today, I'm talking about very simply, okay, your greatest asset or your greatest liability. And it's really one or the other. It's either working towards and for you, or it's working against and away from you. Simple. For or against, towards or away. Your mindset is the thing that determines all else. Now, you say, well, why are we having a practice focus about this? Because your practice, your culture, your team meetings, your communication, your patient experience, your clinical philosophy, everything, okay, will be, okay, inhibited by, hindered, or deterred, or it will be an advantage. It will help make everything else possible. So you can sabotage or you can create your success based on your greatest asset or your greatest liability. Now, I want you to think for a minute, just, instead of this, think that. And we go back to, instead of problems, possibilities, instead of negative, think positive, instead of reactive, think proactive, instead of obstacles, think opportunities. So it actually is that simple. Okay? So it is very specific in your mindset that you make the choice that it's heads, not tails, because it's this, not that, and that's what you do. And then once you get to that point where you can have muscle memory, you can be reflexive, and you can go all in on this, you'll be amazed at what will happen. Now, specifically today, I want you to make the decision, but I'm going to give you four things that are like the sort of the how-tos. How do we bring this down onto the earth in reality? Okay, and I'll just begin with the great Willie Nelson, a quote that says, once you replace negative thoughts with positive ones, you'll start having positive results. So this is swapping out and replacing with, and it's just becoming muscle memory to do it. So the first one is to understand that like attracts like. Now this goes from, our marketing, our branding, our messaging, our personality that we're putting out in the universe. It also goes to our phone calls. It goes to whether we move patients towards a healthy mindset or an unhealthy mindset, whether we, manage and monitor disease and neglect, or whether we, okay, raise the bar, and we are, advocates for and promoters of complete health dentistry. So this is a very simple thing. Like attracts like. It means you're a magnet. You're a magnet. With your attitude, with your words, especially today we're talking about with your thoughts. So like attracts like. So is everything, for example, in your office, is it proclaiming and staking your claim on who are you for? What do you do? What are you about? What's the point, the purpose, the why? So if we're trying to transform smiles, like there better be some smiles around us, right? If we're all about wellness and health advocacy and state of ideal, well, that better be woven through everything. So like attracts like. Now today I'm talking about you specifically, but we can correlate that out to everything else. So you're a magnet, like attracts like. The second one is what you focus on expands. It's that magnifying glass principle. Okay, where you put your focus gets bigger and broader. So if we're putting our focus on problems, we get pieces and parts of dentistry. When we put our focus on big picture, we get complete health transformative treatment plans. So what you focus on expands. In your morning huddles, if you focus on, visits and tiny details versus opportunities and winning the day, winning the day. So where your focus goes, everything else goes, but not only that, it expands. And by definition, the reverse happens. If you aren't focused on something, it gets minuscule, maybe even dissipates. Think about this. At the end of every day, a lot of people, they remember the most problematic patient of the day instead of the patients who said yes. So at the end of the day huddle, we pay attention to the yeses, we pay attention to the patient relationships and the follow-ups. Let me give you another example. You focus on just statistics, just your goals, just okay, the things that don't have a lot of emotional attachment, okay, versus you focus on relationship, you focus on influence, you focus on trust building. Again, what you focus on expands in your life with your health, your significant other, your family members, with your daily routines and habits and hobbies, your nutrition even. So I want you to think about these two things. It's very important. And remember the opposite also. So if you attract like attracts like, it also means you repel things you don't want. As long as you're doing this purposefully, what you focus on expands. Okay, so therefore, what you don't focus on gets smaller. So you can think both sides, both sides. Okay, this is the one I really want you to invest your team meeting on here today, because you're going to have a big, giant, open discussion around this. All right, and that is manifestation and action. We believe that if like attracts like and what we focus on expands, then we can manifest, things that we want. Now, people think of manifest as a little metaphysical or a little, intangible. It's maybe a little even voodoo or, pie in the sky. No, actually, manifestation is embracing the fact that you have the power and ability inside of you to influence others, okay? To be a catalyst for change. All those things. Manifestation means that you can make happen. Just think make happen versus it happens to you. You're a victim. You're at the lowest level versus you're at the highest level of power, okay, in a good way to bend and mold, adapt and change, and to most of all create. So it's so important to me to understand manifest means make happen. How do you do that? Visualization and preparation. Your entire meeting could be about this, and that means what are we visualizing? Begin with the end in mind, okay? On a phone call, begin with the end in mind. Okay? In a patient exam, a limited exam, a comprehensive exam, which is what we want all the time. Okay? In a consultation, begin with the end in mind. Visualize, but don't just visualize what's going to happen. Visualize the outcome you want to create. Manifest, make happen, outcome you want to create. That's the key to this whole thing. In the morning huddle, we're visualizing winning the day. Every team member is reporting on and sharing their visualization of outcomes, results, make happen, manifestation in the visit, in the patient's health, in our success and our opportunity, in our collections, winning the day. Okay. So I want around the entire room, every person talk about what they visualize. Not just what you are today, but what you should, okay? Next level, higher level, evolved level. What do you visualize, okay, in every position and in your role in your position? What should you be visualizing successful outcomes for? Okay? Also, in your morning huddles, in your weekly, okay, rinse and repeats, your reviews, your reflections, and your future casting, future focused, future casting, okay, the next week. Also, focusing in on my approach to Master the Month. We can do a deep dive on Master the Month. That's a visualization of the entire month. But don't miss the next part. Visualization times preparation. So what you visualize, you also prepare for. What you want to manifest and make happen, you back up with action. So you understand these two things. Manifest visualization, begin with the end in mind, outcome. Then you have action, okay? Make happen action. That's preparation. So we're backing up our expectations with our preparations. Now, this is where I want you to unpack this in your morning huddle. Okay, let's go back and take these three principles and put these babies into the morning huddle and make sure it exists. But then each person thinking about you, okay, and your positional ownership, all of the ways that you make things happen. Okay, then the next substantial point is I want you to apply all this personally. I want you to talk to your team about how you set yourself up for success to win the day, how you can play in your mind an amazing day, not thinking about worst case, but taking ownership of best case. On the way to the office, are you best casing the day? Are you best casing the day? Or are we constantly worst casing it? Same with patients. Okay, what you focus on expands. Is that insurance? Or is that giving patients the opportunity, the privilege, the honor to invest in their health and achieve greater long-term success for their future? This right here is where I want everything in your minds to be. Next, reverse engineering, we call state of ideal. Are we being clear enough on our outcomes? To do reverse engineering, you have to be clear on outcomes. Once you are clear on outcomes, you can reverse engineer, you can achieve state of ideal. Finally, the most important decision you make today is your attitude. It's what it is. Your attitude and your behavior. Attitude and behavior comes from the decision you make about your mindset. Most people think things happen to me and then I respond. Okay, and then that's my life. Instead of thinking we manifest what we want to happen, we take responsibility for that and then we reverse engineer success so that we have a plan, our attitude and our behavior working the plan. There is zero resistance. When we follow these things, life becomes modable and adaptable. It becomes amazing and successful in every way. I want you to take this powerful practice focus. I want you to apply it to the entire flow of your day as a group, as a team, as a culture, as a unit. Then I want you to apply it to each individual person. And I want you to really emphasize. Okay, these two are conceptual but very important. What are you attracting? What are you a magnet for? Let's make a decision and be in alignment with. And then what are you focusing on that you want to expand? If you want to do the reverse flip side of that, that's fine too. And then really emphasize, manifest, make happen, visualize outcome, begin with the end in mind. Put into action proper preparation so that then you can execute effectively. And I want you to put this down into specific takeaways and battle plans. And then I want you to go to reverse engineering and talk about everybody in the practice, what the big objectives are for reverse engineering. I'm going to leave you with the most important decision you'll ever make, your attitude and your behavior. This is my favorite quote of all time. I did this all the way back into the early days of my martial arts career. And I learned this, never forgot it. I'm going to read it to you. It's by a philosopher named Goethe. Until one is committed, there is hesitancy. There's chance to draw back. Concerning all acts of initiative and creation, there is one elementary truth, the ignorance of which kills countless ideas and splendid plans. The moment one definitely commits oneself, then providence moves too. All sorts of things occur to help one that would have never otherwise have occurred. A whole stream of events issues from the decision, raising in one's favor all manner of unforeseen incidents and meetings and material assistance which no man or woman could have dreamed would come their way. Whatever you can do or dream you can do, begin it. Boldness has genius, power, and magic in it. Begin it now. With every aspect of your life, take control of your mindset and make a decision. And then begin it. And be definitively committed to mastering this aspect of all things. Go get them, my friends. You have the greatest support system right here with you in this very room. Take advantage of it. Be bold, not bashful. Be committed, not wishy-washy. And then begin it now.